Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I have become friendly with his wife. After, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I have become friendly with his wife. We'll get into that in a little bit, but right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Your wife is fine as hell. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Daryl.
Yeah, this is Daryl. Who is this?
Hey, Daryl, how you doing? My name is Alonzo, man. I work for a liquor distributing company. I do liquor distribution. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, we're putting together a big event, man, with vodka, and they're throwing a huge pool party. And like I say, I'm in the liquor business, man. I've been doing it for quite some years now, and you know we're always trying to do different type of publicity and really get the hype up. And what we're trying to do, man, is really get people to come out to this bashing party because it's the first quarter of 2020. We want it to be a one to remember. And I know.
So you're trying to invite me out there?
No. I go to the bank. I go to the bank where your wife works at, Kendra.
And?
Okay. What we're trying to do is have. I mean, we want our flyer and / poster to be something really, really memorable. Something that's going to really draw people in. And
okay.
You know, have this thing is going to be all over social media, the whole nine yards. So. We're trying to see, a buddy of mine told me that he kind of knew of you or had a number on you. And I was like, cool, let me reach out to him. He told me you were Kendra's husband. So I want.
Yeah, I am a husband, so I don't understand what my wife's got to do with this whole thing.
Okay, what I'm trying to do is see if you're cool with Kendra being on our flyer, man. I mean, because your wife is fine as shit. So we want to put her on the flyer.
What you mean my wife is fine as shit? What you mean? What, you gonna call me up and talk about my wife, man? The is wrong with you,
brother. It's a respect thing, dog. I'm giving you props. It's props, man.
Well, spit out what you need, man, because it don't sound right.
Dude, we're trying to get your wife. We want to get her through a photo shoot in a bikini so we can put it.
Whoa! Hell no! ain't using my wife in no bikini to put on no flyer. You out your damn mind? That's my wife, man. Respect me. What's wrong with you?
Okay, hold on, man. Why are you tripping like this, bro? Why are you tripping like this?
My wife ain't gonna be in no damn flyer for no party, man. What the you think this is? What the wrong with you?
Okay, bro. You know what, man? I tried to call you and get you the respect. I mean, I
it don't sound like it.
Look. I didn't call for no argument. I just talked to Kendra when I go to the bank tomorrow and see if she want to do it.
Oh, you gonna go to my wife's job at the bank? That's what you gonna do? Okay. Go ahead and go down there, 'cause I'll be there too, and I'm gonna make a deposit with my foot in your ass. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on, man. We paying $5,000 for the photo session. Okay?
I don't care what the you paying. No amount of money's gonna let me put my wife, the mother of my children, on no poster in no bikini. I don't care how much you paying. Kiss my ass before I let you do that.
Okay, bro. Okay. So listen, Darryl, I ain't gonna really go back and forth with you, man. I was calling you trying to be a man.
I feel the same way.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be man to man with you and just, throw the opportunity at you. I'm now you throwing it back at me with disrespect.
Opportunity for my wife to be a thought? No, I don't want none of that.
Okay, man. No, your wife fine as hell. People
are. Bro, you need to quit telling me how fine my wife is. Okay. Who the gave you my phone number in the first place?
Evidently, that's all null and void at this point. All right, that don't even matter at this point. The issue on the table is I want to take some pictures of Ken.
Let me know when you plan on going to my wife's job at the bank. Let me know when you're gonna bring your black ass down there so I can be there. Okay? Nobody calls another brother up talking about how fine his wife is. Okay? I told you no. Now you should have just stopped right there. But you're gonna keep on talking about my wife.
Okay, so let me say this, dog. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell. That's the one brought all this to our attention at the meeting. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell, dog.
Tommy? Who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy said your wife is fine as hell.
Tommy can get his whooped too. Who is Tommy?
Don't you take your wife to work in the morning?
Let me know when you're going to bring your black down there.
Okay. And? Now, what y'all be listening to on the way to work? What radio station y'all be listening to?
We be listening to... Are you kidding me?
Darryl, his nephew Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morgan.
Tommy!
Your wife...
Tommy! You was about to get your ass whooped.
Hey, man. Your wife, Kendra, got me to prank you, bro.
Wait till I see...
Man, she told me, she said, we listen to y'all every morning on the way to work. He drops me off and he goes to work. She said, Tommy, you've got to get it. I said, well, you got to let me know. What do he love the most? She said, me.
That's right. I don't know about that right now after this call. Yeah, we love you, man.
Oh, man, we love you back, baby. Keep listening to the Steve Harvey Morning. So tell me this, bro. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man? What is it, Darryl?
It's Steve Harvey with Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you was about to get it. For real. He was not playing.
Trying to put the man's wife on a flyer.
In a bikini, though.
That's too much.
So inappropriate.
I love dudes' reactions, though, man. Yeah. I love dudes' reactions. About that. I be telling people, man, once a dude married, it's different. He ain't trying to hear nothing you saying. These dudes be serious about their wives, man.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But was it good, though? Let me just ask that. Was it good? Come on now.
Well, last time you asked, were you a genius? So, again, of course,
and I am.
It was good.
But you're not going to give me that, and I understand.
No, it was good. You're king of pranks, Tommy. You are king of pranks.
Okay, was this one good? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, it was better than good. Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, every day.
Constant need.
Yes,
for adulation.
Yes, I want it.
You need therapy, dog.
No, I don't.
Some you was missing growing up.
I'm fine. Everything is fine. I get what I want. I ask for what I want, and I get it. What?
Every day? Was it good, though? Am I good? Am I the best? What?
Am I a genius?
No, that I said stop that. That was too far.
Yeah.
Now, am I a genius? I put my foot down on that.
Yeah.
Because if you never heard nobody say you was a genius, go ahead.
So, am I not a genius to you all?
No.
No.
Tell me. I didn't ask you, Jen. I didn't ask
you. Ask me. I'm just going to tell you. No.
Fairly called.
Yo, stupid ass. Hell no.
But you know what, Tommy? You're like the people that was at the Donald Trump rallies. Donald J. Trump is a genius, and the J is for genius.
Yeah, I feel that call. J is genius.
Hey, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Maybe we need to work backwards, ladies. Maybe this question.
Sure.
Okay.
What is your definition of a genius?
I am so far above average than most of the majority of the world. I mean, I'm smart. I think from the left side of the brain. A lot of people don't even know
that
one
ain't
side.
Genius right there.
Wait.
You're just thinking wrong.
What was that, Carla? What was that?
Is this your explanation of you being a genius?
That's her almost vomiting.
And how he's saying it, too.
You know,
sexy with it or something.
Well, you take the intelligent tone off of these dumbass remarks.
If you knew anything about the brain, the left side is what people use for reasoning, and the right side is for creativity. If you knew anything,
creativity is on the left side. You have nothing. You know.
Well, look at
you had 60 seconds to describe genius, and you failed. So, what you want us to do?
My strawberry letter is up next. Subject: I have become friendly with his wife. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.